This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I looked over at Twitter with this Victor Wembanyama news done for the year. The number one thing trending in sports was Victor Wembanyama. The number two thing trending in sports was Cooper Flagg. Wembanyama done for the year. It's got to be so the Spurs can get Cooper Flagg. Look, blood clot's a serious thing, right? Serious thing. Don't wish any ill will on Victor Wembanyama. I kind of like Victor Wembanyama. But if they win another lottery, and the funny thing about it is, I feel like San Antonio is like the remote outpost of the NBA. Usually when you think the fix is in, it's for New York or Chicago or LA. But they wouldn't fix it.
You wouldn't think.
For San Antonio. In fact, is that the most obscure outpost of any professional sports team?
San Antonio?
Yeah.
It's up there. I mean, it's up there.
Right? Well, what else would we even have in that discussion? Winnipeg?
Well, it's the biggest city in Manitoba.
I forgot. My bad. But it is an obscure outpost in the grand scheme of things. So you wouldn't think that they would fix it. How about San Jose? I mean, again, this is a pretty big area, though. They are, but it's not the San Francisco Sharks. It's not the Oakland Sharks. It's the San Jose Sharks. Oakland Sharks would be sweet.
Because they couldn't get a stadium deal done back then. That's why they had to play at the Cal Palace.
Green Bay, San Antonio, Green Winnipeg, and San Jose. The outposts of... Anyway, it's actually sad news, but if they win the lottery again, I won't be sad. I'll be mad. We'll be mad. All right, so tonight... We got a hockey game, USA versus Canada. It's not popular, but you kind of got to give Gary Bettman some credit. I don't know if it was necessarily his baby, but it came out under his watch. The fact that we care about the Four Nations face-off in your show sheet, Gator, you asked, did you care at the beginning and do you care now? I described when I watched the first game, USA versus Finland, I had moderate emotional investment. I won't say that there wasn't an emotional investment, but it was moderate. Then the Canada game took place. And from the jump, everything changed. From the puck drop, everything changed. And the hockey that followed the fights was high-end stuff.
Great hockey.
And as soon as that game was over, I started trying to, okay, what are the permutations? How do we play Canada again? Because The idea of them playing in Canada again is incredible theater.
You probably had to stay up all night with only four teams involved in a tournament to try to figure out the way that this would happen again.
I kind of had to stay up all night because I was a few beers in, but...
Even Gronk? No, these two teams match up.
Well, it was weird because regulation wins, overtime wins, and nobody else had had a regulation win other than the U.S.
3 points versus 2 points.
So I had to make sure, but yeah, you could see that the path was clear. Canada just had to win in regulation over... Finland, and they did. And that locked it up, and now we get the rematch. This morning I was watching PK Subban, who is Canadian, and he was on SportsCenter, and he was on Get Up. And I watched as he picked the Canadians to win the game and then come back next hour and pick the Americans to win the game. And I think it's because, first of all, there's not much to choose between these two teams. Secondly, is I think the fact that he flip-flopped, it feeds into my belief about when you have deep-seated insecurities with your sports team. When you really want it so bad, you go through these, you ride the waves of emotion leading up to the game, like, we're winning this game. We are winning this game too. Oh my God, I think we're losing this game. When it's a really, really important game. And I think to Canada, it is. We've actually called out their hockey manhood. It's been challenged, and I'm not sure I can think of anything that a Canadian would find more unsettling than that when it comes to, obviously, sports or non-serious topics. There are more serious topics going on with Canada right now, but challenging their hockey manhood on a day-in, day-out basis is something that they don't want to ever think is the real world, and I think we're going to get the roundhouse punch. They're giving a roundhouse punch. We are going to get their best shot.
I don't think there's any question that they're going to get Canada's best shot tonight. Yep. And I think the United States is ready for it. This is a team that plays a different style. It's a gritty team, physical team, and that matched up very well against the Canadians in the first game. Now this time around, it's all on the line. You're not like, oh, well, we'll just make it up later. No, this is it. This is the final game. So I would expect both teams are going to come at it. I hope there's not a letdown. I hope it's as good as the first game was between these two teams.
Is there going to be physicality? We had people earlier in the show say game seven kind of feel where you're not fighting. You're doing everything you can. Just to win the game and fights might not be a part of it. I'm going to be intrigued to see if Canada puts out their first unit that they put on the ice is one that can take a punch and give a punch, because they didn't add Tom Wilson to this roster. And I know that's had some people saying, oh, I wish they had Tom Wilson because he would have been able to, you know, step up to the Kachucks. I don't know what's going to happen tonight. I'll be honest. I'm a little scared for the Americans when it comes to the outcome. Like I think having a cornered Canadian hockey team is a scary thing. Just from an outcome standpoint.
Fair. I expect it to be good, a good game. And I think that the game being played in Boston tonight, mm-hmm. Well, that's advantage United States. And I think that I would expect the crowd to be insane. We had the buy-in price the other day was, what, over $1,000?
Yeah, after fees.
When all was said and done with the fees, it was over $800 for just a ticket. But, of course, you get...
Which means nothing.
It's destroyed on the fee part. Fee
the
part.
Fee what?
The fee fart. Sorry. The fee part. Oh? It's going to be nervous in there.
Yeah.
Don't let it squeak out. I don't know what the price is tonight, but it's...
It's actually gone down.
Usually it does on the day of. Yeah. But this is going to be a heck of a place, a heck of an environment, an atmosphere to be part of.
248-539-9797. Greg's in Dearborn, and he's on 97 with a ticket. Hi, Greg.
Hey, boys. So I think the Canadians are crazy for starting Binnington. I don't know if it's a locker room thing, but it would seem that Aiden Hill would be a much better choice to go with. But so that being said, like you guys are saying, they're going to come out like crazy. I mean, did you see how I know McDavid's fast, but when they played USA the first time, it was unbelievable how fast he was. He looked like everybody else was just, you know, in boots out there, and he was flying around.
Yep.
But, our guy, sorry, man, this I'm totally sketching right
Dylan
now.
Dylan Larkin?
Dylan Larkin, dude. Hello. he's actually the fastest player in the NHL as of 2023 ever, right? Still, I think he still has that record.
I'd have to go look it up. Fastest.
But yeah, I'm looking for a big game again out of him. Two goals, probably one empty netter, and we're looking at like a 4-2 win.
Okay, you think Dylan Larkin's going to have two goals?
Yep, probably an empty netter at the end. I'm worried about McKinnon. I'm worried about McDavid, but I think Binnington is going to let up another bunny here.
So Andrei Svechnikov had the fastest time back in 2023. Larkin finished fourth, actually. If Dylan Larkin scores two goals tonight, he's going to be named MVP of this thing.
He would be.
Having the game winner on Saturday and then two goals in this game. I'm going to be intrigued to see his ice time.
Assuming they would win.
Yeah, I guess. His ice time was down in game one. We took some people saying, using that as an opportunity to kind of rip on Dylan Larkin a little bit. Then his ice time went way up in game two. I suspect that there's a little bit of, and then game three didn't really matter, and they ended up skating with 10 forwards when it was all said and done. So all the ice times got skewed. Is Dylan Larkin play a more prominent role tonight than he did in game one? Does Dylan Larkin even play a more prominent role than he did in game two when he scored a goal and had an assist on the empty netter? And I think he was fourth most in ice time. I have to go back and double check that, but I think it was fourth most in ice time. Does he play a more prominent role?
I think he's going to play a very prominent role because he's going to be killing penalties, because he's going to be put out there on a checking line, I would imagine, to match up against their top line. And because he's incredibly gifted when it comes to being a two-way player, he knows what it, and that's going to be his role, right? You got to neutralize the other center on the team if you can.
248-539-9797. Hey, non-hockey fans, I know some of you are out there. Has any of you heard this and thought, I got to watch this game tonight? Is this the gateway to hockey? Are you saying, yeah, okay, I'm all in. I'll watch it tonight. 248-539-9797. 97.1 the ticket. Want to have a healthier New Year? Start by giving your family the best water available just by contacting CGC Water. This month, save $500 on a Kinetico Premier softener and get a free Kinex salt monitor with purchase. Call 855-339-4242 or visit cgcwater.com. If you're not filtering your water, you are the filter. Don't be the filter. CGC Water Treatment and Plumbing can also take care of all your plumbing needs. Save 10% off on any water heater from CGC Water, your authorized independent Kinetico dealer. 855-339-4242. You know, there's a story in The Athletic. I was kind of browsing a couple days ago about how back in the early 90s, 73% of the goalies in the NHL were Canadian. That number has dwindled down to 26% of the goalies in the NHL.
Wow.
Are Canadian. Back in the early 90s, 13% were from Europe. Now 52% are from Europe. And in the early 90s, 14% were from the United States. 23% are now from the United States. The story was titled, Canada's Mind-Boggling Goalie Crisis Has Been a Decades-Long Descent. And, you know, the previous caller brought up Binnington, who's, I mean, they're really building off the fact that he's the only one that's won a Stanley Cup. He's the only one that's played, that started a game seven. And where did he do it? He did it in Boston, which is where they play tonight. Does that matter at all? Probably not, really. But, yeah, we seem to have an advantage between the pipes. 248-539-9797. Jay is in White Lake, and he's on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Jay.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
So I'm a huge hockey guy, and I just love the fact that there's so much going on with this game and this whole series, and it's become something that I think even the NHL didn't even expect as far as the hype. But one thing that nobody really seems to be talking about that I'm kind of disappointed with, to be honest, local news, nothing. We got four hometown boys on the ice in this. We've got Hellebuck in Commerce Township, Dylan Lark in Waterford, Zach Werenski, Gross Point, Kyle Connor, Shelby Township. This is a team that represents the entire United States, and four of our players on the roster are from Michigan. I mean, I just think that's a big deal. I think it's really something to celebrate, and I haven't heard anybody talking about it.
Well, we're going to talk about Larkin, obviously, because he's a Red Wing a ton. Werenski and Connor. I saw at Michigan, and certainly they are great players. And if you want to get into what's his name?
Hellebuck.
Connor Hellebuck.
Yes, I don't know much about him, but I did know the other guys. And, okay. I mean, a part of it has to do with I don't think anybody expected this thing to be a big deal.
Yeah, there wasn't a whole lot of buildup going into this, and now it's exploded, and now everybody's, you know, dialed in on this. It's like, it's different than an Olympic team, particularly back in the day when it was pre-NHL players. You know, sure. Then you would really kind of take ownership to that, and now it's a little bit different.
Right.
It's interesting to see the geographical areas they come from, though. You know, it's Michigan, it's Minnesota,
and it's
Massachusetts.
Yeah. I just think as exciting as this is from a national pride standpoint, I kind of feel like, you know, Michigan's got even one more thing, you know, pride-wise to be excited about, and that's having, you know, four of our boys on the ice. I think that's super cool, and I, you know, it's yet another reason for me to I mean, I was already paying attention. I love it. I think the level of play is way higher than anybody expected it to be, but having our four boys out there too, I think is just absolutely fantastic, and just, you know, more reason to cheer.
Thank you for the phone call, and I don't disagree. I mean, I think the where they're from matters, where they're playing now. Like, I'm gonna guess probably Detroiters were a little more dialed in with Lucas Raymond because he is a Red Wing now. But yeah, those guys are all from the state of Michigan, and probably, as you pointed out, the Olympic stuff, if those guys are still playing, and you know what's really cool? We've even talked about how, like, NBC's got to be thrilled because a year from now, in fact, I think it's literally a year from now, we'll be playing Olympic hockey and NHL players will be playing. How many guys that aren't on the team right now watching this are going to be like, I really want to be on this team?
Probably a lot of them. I mean, If you're an American-born player, you absolutely want to be part of this because you can see how everything has changed in less than a week with the amount of interest that this is generating. Yep. And on the Olympic level, it'll be even way more than that.
Non-hockey guy, are you getting into this thing? 248-539-9797. Obviously, the hockey crowd has it, but... the non-hockey guy, we've had a few of them call up and send text and just say why it has appealed to them. And, you know, all hockey isn't like this, but this does it. I mean, game seven intensity tonight.
I mean, I remember as a kid after the 80 Olympics, I mean, everybody was interested in hockey.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody started, hey, you know what? I'll go play some pond hockey. You don't have skates. I don't care. I got my moon boots. I'm ready to go. Like, there was so much interest that it just spurred on because of what the Americans were able to do there. I'm curious to see how this explodes. We know it will in terms of the interest in watching it, but will it have a bigger impact as well? Will more kids decide, I want to play hockey? Is hockey picking up as a sport like that? Because an event like this is just being, I can't believe how the interest has exploded in a week. For something, it was just an exhibition, killing time.
I referred to it as, what's that thing they're doing?
That
might be a reflection on me, but it's a brand new event. And who are the four countries? Ryan in Grass Lake writes in, I haven't watched a hockey game since it was Datsuk and Zetterberg, and I am watching this game tonight for sure. Chad in a truck says, I think these USA versus Canada games are very compelling. I did watch the full game the other day, and I haven't watched a Wings game all year long, even though I've been following along with you guys with the Red Wings. I really don't have a desire to pay to watch any Wings games, but if they make the playoffs, hopefully I can see them on some local channels. If you don't have cable, you know, it's...
I think tonight's game is going to, like, I don't know if it's going to break records, but it's going to be very near the top of most watch NHL, like, or hockey, not NHL, I guess. Well, is this a product? This is a Bettman organization. Is NHL taking credit for this? Is their all-star game?
It was Bettman that made the announcement.
Because as a hockey game, I think this is going to be one of the most viewed in North America ever. And that's crazy because it's an exhibition game. And I'm talking, like, beating Stanley Cup Game 7 type numbers. Because I think your average fan, who's not a hockey fan, doesn't necessarily watch the Stanley Cup Finals.
Right.
I think your average sports fan is going to tune in tonight and watch this game.
I think you're right.
From Sean in White Lake, everybody always says the best thing going into the playoffs is having a hot goalie or the better goalie, as they can steal wins for you. That's why I think USA has a huge advantage. By far, the better goalie. Both teams can score and also have great defensemen. Thanks, Sean in White Lake. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1, the ticket. Michigan Auto Law, auto accident attorneys. They specialize only in auto and truck accidents, which is why if someone in my family or I need an attorney for an accident, I'm sending them to my guy Steve and the crew over there at Michigan Auto Law. They have white glove service. Many people call Michigan Auto Law because they can't get a call back from their current law firm. Proactive communication is super important to them. Michigan Auto Law returns all phone calls within 24 hours. You will get a call back from them. They care more, so you win more. Michigan Auto Law, auto accident attorneys. Visit autolaw.com. That's autolaw.com. So, Gator, I want to ask you how you feel about something.
Okay.
How do you feel about rebates? Rebates.
Like getting stuff back?
Yeah, like when you buy this refrigerator, you know it comes with a $1,000 rebate.
Yeah, it always seems like it comes with strings.
You mean?
Strings and hoops to go through.
You mean you're going to need a copy of your last 13 credit card statements?
Yeah, something like that.
Blood type, credit report, proof of home ownership,
yes.
Notarized by a bank. Yeah. Yep. I'm going through that process right now of trying to get in on a rebate. It's creating hostility. Like, the idea is the rebate is supposed to be something that entices you to buy said product.
Mm-hmm.
But it's now like fees are when you're buying tickets. I get more hostile because the rebate process is like solving the effing Da Vinci Code before you get anything back. And I'm trying not to get mad. I'm just trying to go, okay, you're getting my last three bills. Yep. Okay, you need this receipt too. Got it. Yep. Oh, I've got to scan them all in.
Yeah.
These bills are long. I'm going to be scanning like 70 pages, but...
Is this a continuation of your issue with changing phone carriers?
I'm not going to make any comments on it yet, but that is also something that has happened in my life recently.
Well, the reason I bring that up is because I know when I've had changing phones or whatever,
mm-hmm.
when I upgrade a phone and then they tell you that it's going to be, oh, yeah, no, this will save you money. And I'm great. And then I always say the same thing. I said, make this idiot proof for me. Stuff that I have to turn in, all that. What do I have to do? I need you to do that for me right now. And that way we can make sure it happens. What do I need? You know, let's fill out all the I'm going to sit in front of you right now and fill out all the information I have to fill out. You tell me then what I have to do after that.
If you walk at what okay, the problem is, what is the definition of idiot proof?
Mm-hmm.
Because somebody will say, oh, all you got to do is call this 800 number and go to this website and follow the prompts. I have to do, huh? All I have to do is follow the prompts. And the next thing you know, I'm like trying to recover passwords for accounts I haven't used in years because I need to have a proof of insurance.
Right. And, you know, one of those things, because this last time I changed my phone, which was within the last year, I feel like I didn't get the deal that I was supposed to. And one of those things was you have to, you know, turn the phone in, your old phone, by a certain date or whatever. I'm like, I thought I did that. Did I not do that? Did I not get this? Am I not looking at my bill correctly? Yeah, I got all types of questions.
There's something else that I had bad luck with early and have never gone back. And it's simply what I had was useless. I was given a Visa gift card.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't work anywhere.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if I just had bad luck or was given a dud or whatever. I am now highly skeptical of Visa gift cards.
Mm.
Which aren't they just basically...
It's just money.
It's right. You've had good luck with them?
Yeah. Never had an issue with...
Kang, have you ever had a Visa gift card?
Yeah, I think you guys gave me one time.
Oh, I don't think so. I would never have approved that.
Yeah, this was maybe the early days of the Visa gift cards, yeah. And then you decide, like, that's not the way to go.
Interesting, because I would never, ever select to choose to give someone a Visa gift card after my experience. Because to me, it was like, here's nothing.
I think this was before your experience then.
Yeah, I would imagine it would have to be. I mean,
you're welcome.
I've given them as gifts and never had any complaint about it before.
Nobody's ever said anything. Maybe they're great.
It's like for places that don't take cash, essentially, right? Like if you're giving someone a gift and you're giving them cash, they have to be able to use it at a place that takes cash.
I feel like right now, I'm not sure. Like the other day, I owe one of my kids money. I offered them cash and they didn't want it. Can you just Venmo me?
So did you give them crypto?
No, I did not give them crypto, but they just didn't. They don't use cash at all. But you had no issues with that Visa or any Visa gift card?
I don't like them personally.
Why not?
You have to call for a balance. I don't know how much is left. You know, things like that. Just cash, you know exactly how much you have in hand.
This is true. Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
That's why. Personally. I don't have an issue with the cash thing because I'll just...
That's one of the times where I think I absolutely would take the cash.
And then it's always weird if you give a gift card, like, are you supposed to put what the total is? And if you do that, do you feel cheap or do you feel like you're flexing? I mean, what's the happy medium? Like, here's the... I say write it down
because so they just know what they're getting, what they're going, getting when they go to a restaurant or whatever. Like, how much do I have towards this bill?
Yeah.
Other than a blind surprise.
If you are somebody that works in an industry where your company offers rebates for things, do you think that the successful rebate process where someone actually gets the rebate that they're eligible for?
It's a low percent.
I would bet it's less than 50%.
I think, because I think a lot of these things are designed to make you just, I give up.
When the person that invented the rebate, because you know what's just as easy as a rebate? Instead of giving you $500 back, we're just knocking $500 off the price. That's what we'd prefer. But the whole concept of the rebate.
You'll get the cash back.
Yeah.
A what?
Yes, you get it back.
Sort of.
We're going to need fingerprints. We're going to need the last time you crossed a foreign border. We're going to need to know your blood type. And we're going to need all that before noon. Got it. Guess what I'm not getting? The rebate. Still going to be less money. It's still going to be less money. It's still going to be less money. Keep telling myself that. Did you see the other news out of the NBA today?
That a player was suspended for 25 games?
Yep. tested positive for a performance-enhancing substance, violating the NBA and the NBA Players Association anti-drug program. Did you see who it was?
I did, but now I forget already who it is.
It's a guy I've been trying to get the Pistons to trade for forever. And in fact, started trying to figure out if they could trade for him earlier this week. Bobby Portis of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Well, hard to right now, given the trade deadline has come and gone, and now really hard because he's basically suspended for almost the rest of the season.
I've always wanted Bobby Portis, the stretch four. And his agent, Mark Bartlestein, said in a statement that Portis accidentally took tramadol, thinking it was a painkiller.
How do you
accidentally? He thought it was the painkiller Toradol. So he took tramadol, thinking it was Toradol.
Is that over-the-counter stuff, tramadol?
Tramadol is a painkiller and an opiate, according to the Mayo Clinic, and it's on the NBA's list of banned substances. Bartlestein said Portis's assistant gave him the tramadol pill and mistakenly said it was Toradol due to the similar names of the medications. Portis was taking Toradol while dealing with an elbow injury. The agent said there's a valid prescription for the tramadol, but did not specify whether the prescription belonged to Portis or the assistant. So it's apparently not an over-the-counter.
No, it's available only by prescription because it is an opioid, as you said. I'm sorry, your assistant had access to this?
Yep.
Why does your assistant have access to that?
Because I'm going to go ahead and think that the assistant had absolutely nothing to do with it. But the assistant's going to take the fall for this. Damn it, Bobby Portis. Unless you're trying to get your ass traded to Detroit, in which case I'm excited about this move. Kang, do I have irrational love of Bobby Portis? Or do you not think he would help this team?
To answer your question, yes, it is irrational love of Bobby Portis. Do I think he would help the team? I do think he would help the team. But your long love for Bobby Portis, it's almost like he went to Purdue or something. Or
you're really proud of that one, aren't you?
I'm proud of your reaction. That's why it made me laugh. But yeah, I mean, hey, we all have our guys, right? That kind of like these fringe type role players that we just for some reason latch on to and always like, hey, I wish they were one of ours. Bobby Portis is your guy. And now he really might be after the end of the season. I don't know.
I don't know if you can't tell the difference between somebody that's, legal and illegal. And leaving that up to your assistant, why would your assistant have access to banned substances from the NBA?
Well, I mean, this is a serious question. Can you just send anyone to go get your prescription? You know, like, hey, go get this for me. I mean, that's what assistants are for, right?
I'm not sure if you need a prescription for Toradol.
Bobby Portis will come back this year with 4 games left in the regular season. But
this is actually good news for the Pistons, actually.
Milwaukee's a game ahead of Detroit for the fifth seed.
Yes. And then, by the way, the Wemby, I hope he's healthy, but they play the Spurs twice still.
Yep.
That's 2 games without Wemby.
Yep.
Toradol is available only by prescription, by the way.
Well, there you go.
But if you've. The question, I mean, this is so. Oh, I was given the wrong medication by my assistant. Why would you have the other one?
Right.
You're not supposed to have the tramadol or whatever it is.
Well, maybe like they read it wrong. You know, I don't.
Who read it wrong?
The
pharmacy.
Yeah, the pharmacist.
I mean, if that happened, okay. But I mean,
you know, they read it wrong. They just filled it, gave it back to him. He took it.
They're pretty careful at the pharmacy.
Okay, so a team the Pistons play twice the rest of the way just lost Victor Wembanyama. The team a game ahead of the Pistons. In the standings in the East, just lost a key player for 25 games. And the last 2 games of the season are against Milwaukee, and he's only back for 4 games the rest of the year, and 2 of them are against Detroit.
Huh.
Son of a darn, that does not help. But hopefully they'll take the tank on some games between now and then. 248-539-9797. We were talking earlier about the Superman ice cream.
Yes. You claim it's...
I claim it's for children.
Yeah.
And you have had Superman ice cream recently?
Yeah, in the last year, absolutely.
I got this from a listener. Does someone hold your cap gun while you eat your ice cream, Gator?
Cap guns are fun.
Mm-hmm.
I made a statement. I think that the majority of adults still like Superman ice cream. If you have the opportunity, you know, you'll try it out. You'll have a sample of it, or maybe even get yourself a cone. It's delicious. It's every bit as good as you thought it was when you were a kid. It's awesome.
Is it?
Yes. What turns you off about Superman ice cream? Is it the colors, because you think that's childlike to have, you know, the spectrum out there? Or
I
what?
Don't eat Play-Doh.
It doesn't taste like Play-Doh.
It sure looks like Play-Doh.
Did you ever have Superman ice cream?
I think I probably did as a kid. I don't really remember.
You probably did. Maybe you should try it again.
Not likely.
Yeah, well, you don't eat ice cream, I guess. So I don't
when
know
I do eat ice cream, though, I've got my favorites. Like, I'm a butter pecan guy. Like mint chocolate chip, like some of that caramel swirl stuff, salted caramel, like that stuff.
So you would never go for like Blue Moon?
No. No, I would not.
Okay.
But given, I mean, you know.
You're different. That's why I think you're in the minority.
I think this is one area where you might be in the minority. I don't know that adults. I don't think adults eat Superman ice cream.
I think it harkens back to the childhood. They're like, oh, I'll give it a shot. Daddy, what's Superman ice cream? It's the most delicious treat on earth, child.
Mm-hmm. Warm up your winter with these hot deals from Sarah Chevrolet in Sterling Heights. Right now, lease a beautiful new 2025 Chevy Blazer for just $364 a month with no money down. That's a two-year lease on a Blazer LT front-wheel drive with zero down. Unlock the savings with your GM employee discount and Chevy lease in your household with approved credit. Don't forget Sarah Chevrolet Sterling Heights, the number one volume Chevy dealer in Michigan. Sarah Chevrolet Sterling Heights, where they guarantee the lowest price or it's free. 17 and a half in Van Dyke and Sterling Heights. Stay warm and say Sarah. Call 87-SAY-SARAH. Go to saysarah.com. Together, let's drive.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A highly scientific poll of the 7 people I saw during the commercial break on my way to the bathroom and back. 6 of them do not eat Superman ice cream. The one that did said maybe a scoop.
That's all you need.
I own my unpopular food takes, Gator. Own yours.
Nope. It's delicious.
I'm not saying you don't think it's delicious. I'm saying your take that more that adults eat Superman ice cream, but more people do than don't, is the take that I disagree with.
Kang and his wife do. I do, and you don't. That's 3 against 1. And if you want to throw Bobby in a mix too, it's 3 against 2.
7 people.
I wasn't out there when you pulled.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah, I think Gator. I think he was talking to the guy in the mirror in the bathroom.
Yeah, I think he was too.
Powers was amongst them.
Well, he has a no onion policy. Can we listen to him?
Sure.
Great point.
I think other people are now asking each other. All right, so hockey tonight, you got USA-Canada taking place in Boston. Fascinated to see how this one plays out. We shall find out after this if there's any carryover effect in any way. Will there be residuals of the bad blood between the Americans and the Canadians? You know what? I kind of hope so because it doesn't impact us at all. But Brady Tkachuk's got to go back into that Ottawa locker room where he wears the C and he's got to play in front of those fans. And based upon my interactions with my Canadian relatives, right now the Tkachuks aren't particularly popular in Canada. In Florida, 2 members of that Florida Panthers team play for Team Canada, Sam Bennett and Sam Reinhart. They have to go back in with alternate captain Matthew Tkachuk. I want these teams to implode and I want the Red Wings to take advantage. And right now, if you look at the standings, I want Brad Marchand to get into a fight tonight. Would there be anything that would feel better than seeing Brad Marchand booed in his home rink? Nobody likes Brad Marchand. Even Bruins fans, actually, they probably do like him. But could they turn on him tonight?
Tonight could be the night.
Will they understand? Will the Bruins fans get a small sampling of what it's like to play against this twerp?
They're not going to boo him. They won't boo him.
Probably not.
I don't know if you might hear a smattering of cheers if he scores a goal because he's their guy, but otherwise there's not going to be. No, it's all pro USA. I imagine the vast majority of people in that stadium tonight will be Americans.
I would think so. As we mentioned earlier, the price has come down. The buy-in price now on the ticket was listed less than $700. I still think it's over $1,000 with the buy-in fees or the fees that go on top of it. Still not a cheap ticket to get. Is this a bar night or is this a home night? This doesn't feel like a game that's so big that I would have to be sitting at home paying attention to everything.
Yeah, we'll see how I feel. If I do go, it'll be the 24 seconds and watch it there. And I've thought about this, but I'm also thinking I kind of like to be at home and watch this one.
When I was young, it was when the Miracle on Ice took place.
Yeah.
Kang,
me too.
Yeah, Kang, will you have your daughters watch this one tonight?
Not unless Bluey's on the ice.
Okay.
Bluey and Bingo on the ice, no?
They might.
Yeah,
they
this
might
won't, be. This won't be their Miracle on Ice moment. I don't think so.
No. Too young.
Yeah, too young and too much don't care.
Have they gone ice skating yet in their life?
Yes, the older one has over at Troy in Troy, and that was an experience.
Did you go?
No, I had the wife go out there. Are you kidding me?
All right,
it's too cold.
It's a rink.
Kang hates winter. What? We've been working together forever.
I know, but you won't even
go. It's cold in here, guys.
You won't even go into a hockey rink.
Remember that was the day I think I told you guys about lacing up the skates. It was impossible. Right, I felt bad for parents that had to lace up their kids' skates all those years.
I only had one kid that played hockey, my oldest, and when he quit was the year that season the kids started lacing their own skates, and I'm like, you can't quit now. I've laced your skates for years.
You see these scars on these hands,
right. Dude? You get calluses from lacing skates. Rico's got a look on his face like you can't believe it. Yeah, it's true.
Think at some point the technology takes over, and it's like, can't we just like pump the skates?
Oh, they had those Reebok. They had the Reebok pumps.
Is it made of barbed wire,
Just trust me. Because
you have to get them tight.
You have to get them tight, and the lacing of skates.
It's a pain.
It is so incredible.
That'll turn anybody off to skating.
At some point, did you just think of like putting on like workman's gloves to do it?
You couldn't really get enough purchase to really tighten them that way. So the workman's gloves, it wouldn't work.
Didn't have purchase.
Hockey dads, you know what I'm talking about. what's up, man?
Gator, did Duck lose a bet? Why is he wearing a skull cap in here?
Cold.
Oh, okay. You know, I thought he lost a bet to you. I was
Doug. He keeps the hair he's got tight. So if he just shave the head again, then
keeps it real. That's what it is.
Well, he's keeping it warm.
Yeah, I am keeping warm.
You keep it 100, Doug.
Building is not warm.
You keep it 100.
Hey, good luck at that rap battle later.
Yeah, I mean,
yes, many rappers show up wearing a spider ski hat.
I mean, you
throw
beat them
off.
Kang, he beat the last guy so bad he went on to become Captain America. So you can do it, Doug.
Oh, Papa Doc?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you guys got planned coming up next?
I love Papa Doc.
I forgot. He's Anthony Mack.
Yeah. He's now Captain America. We're going to talk about the Four Nations plus something interesting, but we'll play a little game with the listeners.
Okay.
Let's just say right now the betting favorite is the Minnesota Vikings will get Matthew Stafford. Stafford comes to this division.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make the Detroit quarterback the fourth best quarterback in this division?
All right. When are you getting to that?
Goff. I mean, Stafford comes here.
Uh-huh.
Jordan Caleb Williams.
So you think Caleb Williams is better than Jared Goff?
Caleb Williams with Ben Johnson, Jared Goff minus Ben Johnson.
Yeah, I think Jared Goff's the best quarterback in the division. I don't think it's close right now.
I don't, but this is why we have the discussion, Gator.
Have a good one. Stay safe, everyone. And
we'll be respectful.
Treat each other with respect. 97.1.